Okay, I need to back up one clarification. Jeff, can you repeat your call sign, please?
K8KCI, Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India.
Thank you, Jeff. Not hearing your station, we'll go to the top of the list. I'm going to go to KCYVF with KE8PCQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Ron, KC8VOA.
Good evening, Rick. Everyone on the net tonight, you have to excuse me. I have a case of laryngitis and don't have much of a voice tonight, but I will try to do my best. Unfortunately, I came down to the shack here a little early, and I turned on my HF reg, and I hear all these stations, and I'm thinking, what's going on? And I happen to look at my ARRL calendar and totally forgot all about November sweepstakes this weekend. So it's a little late now to do any check-ins. I wouldn't do myself or the other stations much good, turn in one or two contacts. So I'm kind of bummed at that, but unfortunately, I had a full slate of projects this weekend. Yesterday, I headed out to Frankenmuth in the morning to my mother-in-law's old house to clean the gutters out and clean up the lawn and other things, so I spent a couple hours out there. And then I came back to my house and did the same thing here, put about 20 bags of leaves out at the curb tonight. So I had a lot to do. My wife went around and cleaned up her hostas and other plants around, so still got probably want next weekend, if it doesn't snow, rain, or whatever, to try and pick up the remaining few that we have, but I got most of that done. Today I had to get some things in the morning done. I also did manage at least to get the Christmas lights up around the top of my house while it was fairly warm and dry, so I did get that done. I could do the lower part at any time. Usually I do those over Thanksgiving weekend, so I got that. And then this afternoon, let me break. This afternoon I headed out to my daughter and son-in-law's house to help with them to put up continue work on the pole barn. So this old guy's not real good at climbing up beams anymore and nailing in headers and cross supports and things like that, but I did manage to do a few. Got some things cut and got some things nailed in place. Luckily, I let him use my framing nailer, so we're not swinging a hammer. We're just using the air nailer to put everything up with. So now it actually looks like something. So all the posts are up, all the sides are up. As far as the framing is up, all the headers are now up. They got a couple of cross pieces yet to finish up, hopefully for next weekend. And the trusses are waiting. It's just to get those up into place then. So still trying to do this. We'll be out there this winter getting those, trying to get at least the trusses up and in place. So about as far as we're going to get this year. No roof or anything on it or sides or anything. It's just not enough time. So that's what I got for you, Rick. I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.